We're doing the Avat Chesed. The Chafetz Chaim says, "Gam imu mamtzilu ezo melacha o shesocho leize shirut listakar yedei ze gam hu bichlal mitzvah zo." You see a poor person and you give him a job, you hire him so that he can make money. That's part of this mitzvah that the Torah says, don't let the poor man collapse. Give him a hand before he collapses. Kedita b'Rambam, that's what Maimonides says. Haklal b'mitzvah zo. If you want the rule with regards to this mitzvah, sheishtadel b'chol ma sheyesh b'yicholto l'achzik t'chavero. A person has to try, in whatever capacity he has, to strengthen his friend financially. Shelo yitmotet mi'inyanav. He shouldn't come to collapse. Kol ish v'ish lefin yano. Every person has his angle. One guy says, I could give you a loan. The next guy says, I could give you a job. The third guy says, I could lend you my car. The fourth guy says, you could use my internet connection. The fifth guy says, you could use my long distance line. Whatever it is. But you have a mitzvah. We each have a mitzvah to help a person so he doesn't reach financial collapse. Sometimes you could help him by talking to the next guy. You call up and you get him an interview. Sometimes the biggest favor you could do a person is making a phone call, making that connection so he gets the job interview. There was a beautiful story. I spoke to someone I know who's he was interviewing, trying to hire someone. Secretary comes in, they interview her, and they stop the interview midway and they say, listen here, you're way overqualified. We're not going to be able to pay you the salary you want. We wish you a lot of luck, and we can't hire you. We won't be able to pay you what you deserve. You're too qualified for the position. So she thanked them and left. A day later, they're speaking to another associate, and they hear that associate is looking to hire a top secretary, and they said, wait, we just interviewed someone who matches your criteria. They call up the woman they interviewed a day earlier. They set up the interview. They got nothing out of it, right? She's not a Jewish woman, by the way. This is out in the United States in the Midwest. The woman got the job. And the day after she got the job, she showed up at their office with a huge bouquet of flowers to tell them thank you very much. And that's the type of chesed that Chazal wanted us to do. Sometimes you say, what can I do? The answer is you could be attuned to the needs of a fellow man and realize that the greatest mitzvah is helping a person so he doesn't need charity. That's the highest level of charity, to keep him off of charity. Some people, God-fearing people, when they see a person in such a state, they give them a loan and they say, you don't have to pay me all at once. Pay me off every week, a few dollars, you'll get it all off. And he's doing great kindness with these people in doing this. That way they'll be able to pay it off. And they don't lose their standing. If they have to pay it all at once, then they'll end up poor like they were before. So that's a tremendous kindness. I just heard, there was a Jew, I don't remember his first name, his name was Katz, out in Chicago. He was a disciple of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. He was his right-hand man. And he was also involved in the yeshiva. And when a Rebbe would have a child, and they'd have a baby born in their family, he'd send over one of the kids with an envelope, and there was a letter inside, and there was a large sum of money, a few thousand dollars, which in those days meant a lot. And it said, I know you're doing fine, and I know everything's great, but with every change in the family structure, you sometimes need a little bit extra money till you get settled. This is a loan, and when you see you've settled, so then you could start paying me back. He didn't wait till the person realized, hey, I have more expenses, there's another child. No, he heard there's a new baby, he sent the money before the person found himself tight, so that he'd have that cushion to find his way around, to get the baby settled in and figure out his financial standing. That's this chesed. Don't let a person reach a state of need. The chesed of vechezaktabo is to have the foresight and the care to help a person so that they don't reach that state of need. And the Rambam says there are 10 levels in the mitzvah of tzedakah. This is the top level of tzedakah. So a person is in fulfillment of this when you give a recommendation, when you give a person a lead to find a job. That's this mitzvah.